Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're in the zone. Cavillo TO Radio.
Seems you're much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Thank you so much for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, the new single, You Are So Beautiful, available right now on Amazon, Google Play, and also on Spotify. And remember, family, on September the 19th, the official release date of Chris Jasper's new album, Yes, Lord, Share My World. Definitely a beautiful thing. What can I say about this gentleman? Grew up listening to him, idolizing him. We just simply called him the King of New York, the originator, the innovator, the legendary, Curtis Blow is joining us here in the zone. Brother Curtis, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm all right, I'm all right. Pleasure to meet you, Teddy Bear.
Oh man, the pleasure's truly all mine. Man, I gotta ask you, man, how do you go from a king to an ordained minister, man? That's one heck of a transition.
Well, I tell you, I say this, and it's amazing and great. Amazing God's grace, you know? It took some amazing grace to save a wretch like me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I said, you know what
I
said?
I say, God is incredible and awesome. And just, you know, the things that I've learned and witnessed and I can testify to is that God is real. And,
absolutely.
You know, incredible, awesome spirit that we all are a part of. And it's just awesome to be enlightened, as we say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I said, me and Curtis, we both 21. We've been around the block a few times. And I said, man, here's the cat. I mean, king of New York, man. Leather jacket, no shirt on. And now, man, making that transition to become so inviting, have such a strong aura of spirituality towards you. One of the things I wanted to ask you, man, you've seen the hip-hop culture change so dramatically over the past, I'll go 30 years. Do you like the way the transition has been, or do you feel as though a lot of it has been watered down and you're not truly respecting or understanding the art form of what hip-hop really truly is?
Well, you know, of course, being one of the elder spokesmen in hip-hop, I want to keep it real. But at the same time, I realize that there's a generation gap
right.
in hip-hop. We come from the old school. We go back in the days where hip-hop is slightly different than a lot of my peers today. They're just, you know, frustrated and upset and just angry at the way things have gone. But bottom line, a lot of money is being made. $6 billion a year industry. You know, cats are going to college, feeding their families. It's a big business. We live in a hip hop generation, and everybody's tuning in to hear what hip hop has to say. So there's some potential to us still being from the days when it was created, the voice of the people. And we have the opportunity to still uplift our community. And I see some young brothers out there doing that, from Kendrick Lamar to Common. A lot of variety from the East Coast to the West Coast to Nelly over in St. Louis and Duke Trap Sound down in Atlanta, the Future. And it's just incredible. I take my hat off to the young kids up to date. You know, the world is yours. I want to motivate them to do the right thing and keep this thing going. They have the potential to really express themselves and make some money at the same time. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's all good. You know the most thing about incredible thing about hip hop is that we used to rap in English. Of course, everyone knows hip hop rap is in English here in America, even from back in the day. And I used to get people from Europe coming over to America. Oh, I learned how to speak English by singing your songs to break, you know. And everybody rap in English. But now you travel outside of America. Nowadays, you go to Germany, they rap in German. You go to Italy, they rap in Italian, Spain, Spanish. It's incredible how the countries outside of America have embraced hip-hop, and they now rap in their native tongue. And these artists are the top pop artists in their country. And they have a history as well, going back to the 80s. And it's incredible how they have embraced hip-hop and made it their own hip-hop. Like, there's a small American hip-hop scene in Germany, but there's even a bigger German hip-hop scene in Germany, you know? That's incredible for me to see.
Definitely.
So it's all good.
You were the first major hip-hop artist to have a nationally televised commercial. I mean, you started it. You started the snowball. Did you ever think back then when you started that it would escalate to where we are right now as far as hip-hop? As you said, there's so much money to be made. You have with the social media, commercial endorsements, basketball, football, you name it. There's so much money. Did you ever think it would ever get to this point?
Well, I always knew that it had the potential to infiltrate and just fuse into American society the way it did, because of the way it spread around New York City. And this thing was just like a vibe and a spirit that just took over the whole five boroughs of New York, and I saw it happen with my own eyes. So I knew that there was a potential for it to spread around the world, and that's exactly what it did. So I just say, I hold it dear in my heart that I was there in the beginning of those very early days, and I see it bud and grow. Man, it's some awesome, awesome, awesome memories that I have about this culture and hip-hop, and there's nothing I love more than God and my family, and that's hip-hop, and I'm just blessed, highly blessed and favored to be a part. Praise God.
Absolutely. One of the things that a lot of the listeners may not know, they need to know, one of the things I truly love about your ministry not only touches on about as far as God and spirituality, but as far as being self-contained, being a stand-up person, and also teaching the younger generation as far as being more business-minded when it comes to the hip-hop industry. Because I remember one of the interviews I remember you gave, you said, look, all money is not good money. Know the business. Know the papers that you're signing, because if you don't know what you're doing, you end up broke. Can you kind of elaborate on that as far as your mission to teach and enlighten a lot of these young hip-hop artists?
Yes. Well, you know, let's take it from a spiritual aspect first, because, you know, God gave us a mind. That's his biggest and most greatest gift God gave to mankind, was our mind and our brain. And other than his son, Jesus Christ, mind you, you know, God gave us a brain. Now, we need to use our brain. We have free will choice. God gave us a brain and free will choice to make the decisions to do the right thing.
Right.
He doesn't say, all right, you do this, do that, do this, do that. You have the choice to do it or not. But there are some consequences. And we just have to use our brain. I used to have this theory about the left side and the right side of the brain. Of course, you know it. You know, your right side of the brain controls your rhythm and your creativity and your emotions. And a lot of artists are dealing from the right side of the brain. Then the left side of the brain is all of your logic and math and science and administration, that type of thing. And a lot of artists are dealing with the right side of the brain. But in the last 10 years, that theory has been rebuked, I'd say. And it's not no longer true. You know, we have over 7,000 connections, brain waves flowing through our brain. It's the most complex and incredible thing about the human body is our brain and our mind and how we use. So you have no reason to be stupid. We live in a world of information right now. Now, back in the days, we used to have to go to the library and sit in the library 2-4 hours. Now, you could just, you know, go on your cell phone and ask Siri anything. You know, go on the internet, YouTube tutorials. I can fly a helicopter. It's a matrix for real. Like Trinity, right? Am I right? Trinity. And she zaps in, giving us the details of flying a helicopter. She learns in 5 minutes. You know, you give me 48 hours. We're not quite there yet, but give me 48 hours of the YouTube tutorial. Curtis Blow will fly a helicopter. All this information is at your fingertips. So you have no reason to be ignorant and being taken advantage of. What you're getting into is hip-hop, is entertainment, is music, study the history, study the business, math and science and English, is all those things that you learn in school, reading and comprehension, doing research is very important, especially Google, YouTube, Wikipedia, and Siri. I mean, it's all there at your fingertips. So find out what you can study the history of music. Find out about how the greatest heroes, you know, died from a drug overdose. And why? You know, and don't make the same mistakes that people make in history. And I have this new company called Hip Hop Global Mobile. And it's like a cell phone network. And our motto is like, you know, like hip hop It's a cell phone network, so we're bringing savings to the people. And our motto and mission is like, we're like Robin Hood. But see, in history, you need to study history and these fables and these stories, and don't repeat the same mistakes that they made. Use it for your advantage. You know, that's the best thing about history, learning how to not repeat the same mistakes made in history. Then you will have a success. Like Robin Hood, he stole from the rich to give to the poor. Okay, our motto is, we are making deals with the rich, right? So we can bring savings to the poor.
Yeah.
So the rich are not mad at us, and they don't want to throw us in jail, and they don't want to kill us, and we got to go and live in the forest. we you know, it's a win-win situation. So we're learning from history how not to repeat the same mistakes, and you'll be successful that way. I guarantee it.
Absolutely, absolutely. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but that's all right. The Savior does forgive you. We'll be joined by the legendary Curtis Blow, man of social media, my goodness. And at any time, have you just ever kind of sat back and thought, what would social media been like for you when you were coming up in industry, as far as how much of a help it would have been to globally market your brand during the time? Because again, a lot of people understand, you were a you were a hip hop artist, but at first you were a businessman. You understood.
Yes.
You were a businessman at first. Can you ever sit back and think what that would have meant to your career to globally reach out to music everywhere?
Oh man, just the control, the idea of what I have now, knowledge.
Right.
And like I said, you know, the information at your fingertips. Oh my God, and to connect with so many people online. At click of a button, a push of a button. It's just, I would be a billionaire. Definitely. I would be a billionaire. On my way to making trillions right now.
Absolutely.
Oh my
absolutely.
God, just the control. If I could take control and put out my own music myself and get, you know, 90% or 80% of my download money from iTunes and Amazon and all the people download just pay $9.99. Oh my God, I'd go a million copies of the break. That's what it looked like when it was on that page. I combed the whole brochure.
For me personally, you know, I get an opportunity to sit in a studio and entertain people, and it's a thrill for me when I have an opportunity to converse with great artists like yourself. Can you give the listeners out there, what is the vibe like for you? The energy, the high that you get when you are performing, man, in front of anywhere between 2,000 to 5,000 people are going to arenas, selling out arenas, and performing. What is that high like for you, even to this day?
Yeah, it really is. It is like a real high. That's one way of explaining it. And, but even being in the studio, like you are just listening through the headphones and recording, and that's another kind of high as well. I mean, you could, that song, I'll Take You There, that's how you get there. You know, and being on stage is the same thing. It's like, you know what? I get the same feeling, even more so when I preach. I'm in the church, and I'm smack dab in the middle of the sermon, and everybody's feeling it's a spirit, and it's like a vibe that it's like performing on stage with 100,000, and there's an electricity, there's a spirit, and everybody's connected. It's special. There's nothing like it in the world, and I just praise God, you know, that I could be able to physically still do it. And it's fun, you know, and it's entertainment, and that's what we sign up for. And our job, I'm thinking, is to make everyone who comes out to that concert feel good inside and they leave. That's it.
You know, being from the West Coast and looking back, and I said, man, it's incredible, man. It's incredible. I look at the journey. I said, wait a minute, here's Curtis, ordained minister. Then I look at Reverend Brun, the son of God. And he's Reverend Brun, man. It's incredible. It's a blessing. Yeah, it's a blessing, man. It really, truly is a blessing. How does it make you feel to spread the word, first and foremost, to people out there who really, truly need the word? What is that feeling like for you?
Well, I'll tell you, for me, it's like communication. This is like, you know, we as rappers, as MCs, we have oxygen. This is the field of communication. We can go into broadcasting, the news media, journalism, TV broadcasting, all kinds of broadcasting. We can go on the radio, you know, on air broadcasts like yourself. There's politics. There's you know, public speaking, pep rally, you know, motivational speaking, that type of thing, activism. There's politics. We all know, you know, Obama is incredible. Martin Luther King. But here's one thing I learned in college about communication. Just the options of an MC, an orator,
no
call out of them. And that is being a preacher or a reverend. And I learned in college, and what I learned in college, this is like back in like 78, I guess. Yeah, 78, right before I left the B record. And when we got to that field, that preacher, now I was like, you know, I'm never gonna do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But God, you never know what God's plan for your life is until you smack dab in the middle of it. You're like, oh, okay, let's go. So for me, it was just like a natural progression that I didn't think it was gonna happen. But once I got older and I started seeing, man, like that whole thing, a master of ceremony, MC, means you're a master of ceremony. The ceremony, anything. I could perform on a street corner, in a cypher, you know, I could perform in a bar, or a club, or a concert, 10,000, 5,000, 1,000, 200, 20,000, 100,000. I could perform at a bar mitzvah, I could preach, I could public speak, I go to a college and lecture. You know, I am a master of ceremony, but the most meaningful thing that I've witnessed in all of my oratory is when I get up there in the church and I feel the Holy Ghost and I'm preaching and God takes over. And that's the most incredible feeling known to man. Just to spread the gospel is what we are all called to do. We're fishers of men, and at the end of the day, that's all I'm trying to do. You know, I'm a sinner saved by Christ. I work for God. It's an anointing, an appointing, and I'm just blessed. And I see a lot of mercy and grace, and I have a lot of testimony, a lot of stories, bro. This is some awesome stuff, and that's it, man. That's how I feel about it. It's great.
Absolutely. I gotta ask, man. I know that the listeners have been sending me a lot of emails, and they said you gotta ask Teddy Bear. Put down your bags, Curtis. It's been a minute since you've been in the studio, man. And I'm gonna tell you something. Your music, your brand of music, has been sorely missed. In everything in life, there has to be a balance, and there's such an imbalance right now in hip hop. I mean, there's a major imbalance in hip hop. Do you ever get the itch sometimes to get in the studio and bring some Curtis Blow music back, man? I mean, being an independent artist, you would have complete creative control of what you do. Now you have all the outlets at your disposal to really mass produce all of your music. And you know, the kids outside the United States would go bananas to get their hands on some new Curtis Blow music.
Well, I have five gospel albums on iTunes and Amazon, the Hip Hop Church Volume 1-3, and then I have Curtis Blow and the Trinity. I think I have three albums with them as well. But I have a new song that just came out a couple of months back with Skola from Drew Hill.
Okay.
We have a song out together called "You Help Me Till I Met You." I just want you to be trusting me. I think it's on iTunes. I kind of laugh when you cuss, but you can look it up. I was recording a Christmas album called "The Christmas Rapper."
Okay.
And I'm gonna put that out this Christmas, but I'm gonna wait until next year because I have this whole big phone network coming out. You know, the hip hop global mode.
Right.
So I'm gonna concentrate on that and then record it next year. Put out a Christmas album.
Okay.
But there's nothing like it. I love it. I'll never stop recording. Ever.
Can you give the listeners out there the information as far as the Hip Hop Global Hulk, as far as they get all the information? I know a lot of people would love to get involved.
Well, yeah, there are positions open for agents and dealers of this new network. Just think, you know, for under $50, you get unlimited everything, like all the other phone networks, and you have your own system of bill pay with it, which is called the My Wallet, the Global Wallet. And it's an incredible service that we are all going to switch over to, called Hip Hop Global Mobile. So you can go to, on Facebook, we have an incredible page called Hip Hop Global Mobile. And Twitter is Hip Hop Global Mobile. There is a website coming soon that will be live. You can get the phone network live on the internet, hiphopglobalmobile.com. So you can take a sneak preview of the website right now. And of course, you can get at Curtis Blow at curtisblow.com. That's curtisblow.com.
And also on Instagram at curtisblow100. And of course, the official website at curtisblow.com. And on Twitter, curtisblow1. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. It was an honor, long overdue honor, to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let me know, man. And hopefully someday soon, man, you're blessed to come down here to Houston and do something for us here in the studio, man. I can honestly say I love you so much. I love the path that you have set before us and what you have brought to us in the music industry. Man, you are definitely going to be cherished and honored, man. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Peace and blessings. My pleasure.
God bless the legendary Curtis Blow here in the zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness, man. Bucket list. Definitely a beautiful thing. Again, to get all the latest updates, remember Hip Hop Global Mobile, located on Facebook. Also, to get all the latest updates, stop by Curtis' official website. That's at Curtis Blow, or Curt Blow, Lord have mercy. .com. Also on Instagram, CurtisBlow100, Twitter, CurtisBlow1, and Facebook.com/CurtisBlowWalker. In the meantime, while I got you here, my blanket, let's step back in time, because at this very particular moment in time, the teddy bear is doing nothing but chilling here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Smoking dust when you make the kind of records that just feed males. Frontin' on the story when it's just a hotel. So just a female is a low down shame. But you suckers make the records, cause you wanna get fame. All you radio cats, don't play that crap. Can't you see they're messing up the door to name of the rap? Now all these years, rappers worked so hard to give rapping the name and all you rappers a job. But now you PC head B-boys got me upset when you diss a rhyme and cut it, then you diss defect. And don't forget the Toya and the real rock sand. Can't you think of something else? You know what I'm saying? But all your MC just keep on illin'. That's okay, cause I'm chillin'.
I'm chillin'.
Below. So let me tell you what it takes. Since the others are fake, it must have been a mistake. But those are the breaks. I'ma lead yo the lion with desire. When I'm rapping on the mic, I set the world on fire. Devastating, motivating, complicated, perpetrating rappers who want to be on top. Stop! Can't you see me in trouble? Funk is rocking the spot, yeah. And don't you ever forget it, trooper. Working all week, it's time for Superman. Just to give you a break, along with the Go-Go Band. Yes, yes, y'all. Can't you understand?
Chillin'.
Come, but I was ruler of the world, rank number one. So I headed toward Washington. clean crown. Let the whole world know that the king is in town. Die, ride, the crowd starts to cheer, and then someone yell out, the king is here! Go ahead to a stage to make a speech about the new style of living out we're gonna teach.
I rule the world.
Be sure to stop by Curtis Blow's official website. That's at curtblow.com. Also on Instagram at curtisblow100. And oh, let me kind of rewind just a little bit. Merchandising. Lord have mercy, man. Get on it. Get in where you fit in. Get you some t-shirts, some hats, some sweatshirts, some stuff from Curt Blow's official, Curtis Blow's official website. My goodness, man. You know, you sit up here and you daydream about things that you want to do in life, man. And I can honestly, I truly love what I do. But I get even more of a rush with people that you grew up with idolizing, that you have an opportunity to converse with them, man. It is definitely a blessing. Long admirer of Curtis Blow, man. Going all the way back to the, going back from the breaks, chilling. Oh, my goodness, man. A beautiful day on a very beautiful but somewhat overcast day here in downtown. So everyone is having a pleasant Friday afternoon. Got so much to get into, so much information that the Teddy Bear has to relay to you for the upcoming events next week. But in the meantime, we're here to get lost in the chocolate milky way of music, of course, with K. John. Tell me why, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Thank you.
go and dancing round and round. So incredible. And everything around her, she don't know it, but she'll be mine. I'm gonna tell her why. She's everything like a magazine. Almost like baby, is a beauty belong on a movie screen. When she passed me by, I'm gonna tell her why. Here we go. Now it's my chance. Fellas, don't be jealous. I'ma take her by the hand and watch her dance. And when she's next to me, this is what I'm gonna say.
I love the way you down on one knee and say, I love you.